What it do. Hey peeps, it is TGIF Friday. We made it, right? Yeah, we made it. It is Friday. And it's Coffee with Queen. What's in your cup today? You know what? It's going to be a little strong. Let me just get straight to it. I came across an article yesterday that I'm like, here we go again. Yes, here we go again. It can't be this serious. We're really losing our children, y'all. Bullying. I'm going to talk about it again. I did an episode on it before, a short episode. I don't know why it's so relevant, but bullying is an epidemic. It's just gone haywire, and we're losing our children. Grab them cups. It's Coffee with Queen. Okay. The uproar, outrage, all of that had already began. But last month, about March 27th, baby girl Renaya Wright, she passed away. And originally, allegedly, it was stated that her death stemmed from a school fight. Trauma caused due to a school fight. Well, tests was done, autopsies, everything cleared, smoke settled, and a few days ago they released a statement saying allegedly that she died of natural causes. It was a rupture of a blood vessel in her brain, stemming from a birth defect, something that happened years ago that caused her to die, and it wasn't from the fight. Never has she been to the doctor, never has she had any issues, etc., etc. If you ask me, brain, blood vessel rupture, this is just me speculating again. I think the two do have some type of correlation. Not disregarding her story, but we're fast forwarding to today. Well, yesterday, I came across another story. Kashala Francis, she's 13 years old. This baby girl actually indeed did die as a result of a fight that she was in at school. Kashala Francis, 13 years old, Texas. Google the story. You'll hear it. It's in the New York Post, ABC News, Fox 8 is everywhere. Google it. 13-year-old Houston girl dies after being jumped by classmates. 13. Released to go to school. A place where parents feel as if she's safe. By law, we have to have them go to get educated. By law, you're forced to send your child to school unless you take other measures. But about 90% of us are probably sending our kids to school, assuming that they are going to be safe. Unfortunately, they're met with other children who are lacking parental guidance, and their lives are taken away. What's up with that? Come on now, society. We've got to do better. It starts with us. It starts at home. Mommy, daddy, auntie, uncle, sister, brother, neighbor. Yes, I said it. Let's talk about it. Our children are dying. We're losing them daily, rapidly. And if we don't do something as a society, we're going to continue to lose them. And if you're a mother and you feel as if you haven't directly been affected by this, think about it indirectly, how it can affect you. Even if your daughter is in elementary school right now and you feel as if you don't have these worries. The youngest baby that committed suicide behind being bullied in school was, I think, 9 years old. So yeah, your child may not be assaulted, but unfortunately they're being prematurely forced to grow up. They aren't used to coping with things of these natures. And what do? They kill themselves. They commit suicide. And the unfortunate part is, this wasn't the beginning. It didn't just start that day. When did it start? Well, that's something that you should know as a parent. And I'm not putting blame. I'm just saying accept accountability. Trust me, I've been bullied before, and I've also been the bully. Yes, I've been bullied before, and in my mind, I assumed that bullying the bullies was the answer. But in essence, I just became a bully myself. I had no one to guide me. Yes, I was going to my mother. I was telling her that these things were going on. I was getting picked on. Because I was skinny, I had long hair, and I wasn't from around this neighborhood. I was getting harassed. I was told to just be a child and it would be okay. Go outside and continue to play. And every time I stepped outside, I was fighting for my life. Every time I went to school, I was fighting for my right to be respected. Throughout high school, I lost my freshman years. I lost my sophomore years. And I almost lost my junior years fighting because I was bullied in high school. No one knew. No one listened until I became the bully. That's not how it should be. If you go back and listen to my last episode on bullies, I not one time blamed the bullies because they're still children. And I'm not saying that adults don't face bullying because we do. That's an entire issue, entirely different issue. We're talking about protecting and preserving our future, our children. And we've got to do more. You got to pick up on the keys. There should be no reason you have teenage girls that are more concerned with posting up a video of a fellow teenage girl getting beat to death so that they can get validated via social media by collecting likes off of that video. Think about it. The people recording and the people posting, they feel as if they need that validation. Let me capture this footage. I'm about to go viral. Not one time are they thinking about the little girl. Ooh, if they kick her one more time, she may die. They don't think like that. They're being bullied by society. They feel as if they have to keep up with the masses and continue to go viral to be validated. They're not giving the help that they should give. They're not getting the help that they need. They're leaving home empty. They're leaving home as if there's no one there really fighting for them. There's no one that understands them. They have no other option but to get out here and fight for their life. If they don't fight, it'll never be right. She doesn't like you because you wore blue today. And everybody else is wearing purple. Your daughter walks home with a beautiful dress on, blue. You remember the day when she picked it out. She was happy. That was her favorite dress. She wanted to wear it. She was a princess in that blue dress. She was fueled before she went to school. She came home moping. She was no longer the same. Did you notice? No. You have this 20-page report that is due. If you don't do this report for work, you may be fired. You can't listen to her moping and nagging right now about a blue dress at school. You tell her, give you a second. A second turns into 2 hours. You never take that time to go ask baby girl, what happened today? Perhaps you could have sat her down and you guys could have came up with a different way to deal with the harassment she's getting at school because she chooses to be her. The bullying. You would have heard it. But you're being bullied too. Because you're being stretched thin. You have to choose between being a great mother, an attentive father, or a promotable employee, a sufficient entrepreneur. You don't have the time to parent, but you think you're parenting. You're supplying superficial things, overcompensating with games, clothes, labels, but you're not being there. You're not listening to these stories. It's a war for these children when they go out them doors. Think about it. The same generation that's raising children are your peers. Remember when you were in high school? Well, those bullies became parents. Remember how sorry you felt for them, the sympathy you felt for them back in the days? If you did, something was wrong, something was off. But no one was there to reach out. And all it did was repeat itself, a generational curse. Think about it. Your peers are now those parents. And if we don't stop and accept some accountability to the old cardinal rule, you are your brother's keeper. You are your sister's keeper. It takes a village to raise a child. If we don't go back to that, our future is doomed. Remember, children are our future. But look at the state of where they are right now. They're fighting for them lives. And as parents, we're losing our children by the hands of another child. What's up with that? Once again, I'm not placing blame. I'm just issuing accountability. That's the only way you're going to be able to feel the pain. Own it. We've got to step up. Teach us. Yeah, by law, they say you may not be able to intervene. But as a human being with a soul, preserve that little innocent soul that you see that's down. Something's not right. You have to invest the time. Or we're going to continue to lose our children over simple fights. It's become all too common. It just doesn't sit right with me as a mother. We can no longer pawn them off with extracurricular activities, electronics, the newest fashion, keeping them up on trend. We can't do that anymore. That's not helping them. The schools aren't teaching them how to cope and how to deal with small disagreements. The schools aren't telling them that not everybody has to agree with you. Just carry yourself in a manner that you're going to command respect. You don't have to be popular. You don't have to prove yourself to anyone. It's not up to them to get you. You were born different. We need to reinstill that in our children. You don't have to do what someone else is trying to make you do. You know right from wrong. We care. Mommy may not care. Daddy may not care. But that neighbor that sees you get on that bus every morning and get off that bus every afternoon, we care. Show them this. It's not about placing the blame. It's about what can you do before it's too late. Yeah, you may be running behind on a deadline that needs to be met as a parent or as an adult, but we must stop at the very moment that a child, our child, any child needs us. You cannot wait and think that time would do its due diligence, because we're in a different time today and age. You have to nip it in the bud. Nothing comes before our future. Our future, there are children. I said it before, replace can't with can. It's not about, well, we can't get to this child, or you can't get to every child. Replace can't with can. Yes, you can. Do it. Try it. Everyone's saying they can't. I can guarantee you never even tried to imply it. Reach out. It's not just about you. Even if you're childless, you're walking amongst them. You're existing in this society. You're being indirectly affected. So it's time for you to start acting as well. Be a mentor. And no, it doesn't have to take your entire life or all of your day. 30 minutes will even suffice. How much do you care? Do you even care to get it right? It's not their fight. It's ours. A generational curse that we created and decided to not correct. It's time to do something about it. To the parents that lost a child behind bullying, physically, spiritually, emotionally, in whatever form. If you lost your child physically, my condolences are with you. If you are losing your child currently, I don't blame you, but I am urging you to seek help if you can't do it alone. If you feel like you don't have it inside of you, there's someone that you can reach out to. Shoot, and if it isn't, now is the best time to use those communication methods. Reach out to me. I don't know all the answers. I'm no professional, as I stated, but however, I am a firm believer that it takes a village. You may not know what I know, and I may not know what you know, but it's a group effort, and I'm here for it if you're about it. But it's time. It needs to start now. We're losing our future. Just look around. If you're new to the podcast, subscribe. Try to keep it a little light, but that was kind of heavy on my soul. I mean, coffee is served anyway. Weak, strong, hot or cold. It's been Coffee with Queen. Until next time, holla at your girl. And do more, y'all. We can save the world. I promise.